Anyway, now it's time to get back to Ben and Dave, who've been testing out how rubber responds to warming.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science, where just like the elasticity of your skin as you age, we're looking at what happens to elastic bands when you heat them up or cool them down. So Dave has set up an elastic band with a big weight on the end, and we're going to heat that up using the type of heat gun you would use for DIY for stripping paint. We're going to see what happens when we heat it, and then we have Dave's favourite science toy, some liquid nitrogen, and we're going to use the vapour from that to cool it down afterwards. So Dave, it's all set up and the liquid nitrogen is boiling away, so we better get on with it. So Dave, what are we actually going to see here?
Well, normally when you heat things up, they tend to expand. Gases expand quite a lot when you heat them up. Most other materials expand. This isn't necessarily the case with rubber. Now, this is a very subtle effect, so it's going to be moving a very, very small amount. It's very easy to get confused with small movements because your head's moving as well. So I want you to keep your head still by putting it on the table and not moving it. And then move your head so you can sight along the top of the weight something on the other side of the room so you can see any even very, very small movements.
Okay, do you promise not to spill any liquid nitrogen on my head?
I'll do my best, Ben.
Okay, so I will get my head down to table level. And I'm now leaning on the table. I can see the elastic band and I have it lined up with the bench behind me. Now, Dave is pointing the heat gun at the elastic band. As long as you don't point it at me, Dave, let's get going. Well, I can certainly feel the heat from that. And actually, I can see quite clearly that the elastic band has got shorter. It's lifted the weight up. When we started, it was lined up exactly with the edge of the desk behind it. And now it's a good, well, it appears to be at least a centimetre, if not more, above it. But as you said, Dave, things usually expand when you heat them. That's what I'd expected. So if it gets shorter when you heat it, should I expect it to get longer when you cool it?
Let's find out.
Okay, well, I shall assume the position again. And once more, the elastic must have cooled down again now because my head's at the same level and it's back in line with the desk behind it. And you're going to pour some of the vapour from the liquid nitrogen onto the elastic band. Why not the nitrogen itself?
I'm just trying to get it fairly cold and the vapour is going to cool it down nice and gently.
Okay, so it's lined up and the vapour from the nitrogen is flowing all over the elastic band. Yes, it's dropped by about a couple of millimetres. Really a very small effect. But again, I had it lined up with the desk behind it and now it's definitely below the level of the desk. So it would seem, Dave, that rubber does exactly the opposite to what you'd expect. When you heat it up, it gets shorter, and when you cool it down, it gets longer. Why does this happen?
Well, rubber is a kind of polymer, and polymer molecules are like huge, great, big, long chains. And now these chains are in a great big mess, incredibly tangled and mixed up. And in rubber, they're occasionally tied together. So it is a bit like a net, like a fishing net, but much more of a mess.
So is this structure, the sort of messy net structure, is this what gives rubber its elasticity in the first place?
Yeah, that's right. When rubber's at room temperature, these long chains can move past each other. They start off all wiggly, and when you stretch them, they straighten out.
But why should it get shorter when you heat it up? Surely, if it's full of lots and lots of these polymer chains, then when you heat them, each of them can expand, and so the whole thing can expand.
Well, the volume of the material probably does get bigger as you heat it up, but that's not the same thing as it gets longer in all directions. I've got a nice little experiment to show you why.
Okay, so we have yet another experiment to look at today. Oh, in fact, Dave's got a very long length of chain. Well, I'm assuming this is for securing your bike, Dave.
It comes in handy for various things, yes, Ben.
Okay, so you're dangling the chain from your hand down to the floor. So what's this supposed to show us?
Well, if you imagine this is one of the polymer chains, and at the moment it's being stretched out straight, like when we put the weight on it. Now, when you heat something up, you give it more energy, and the energy that a polymer molecule have is basically vibration.
So the hotter the material is, the more each chain can vibrate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what I'm going to do now is heat up this polymer chain by giving it a good shake.
At the moment, the very last link in the chain is just touching the floor. So go ahead, give it some energy, Dave. I understand. So now that you're shaking it, the actual bottom of the chain is up around your knees rather than at the floor. So the more energy we put in, the more we can vibrate, and actually the shorter the length of each chain.
That's right. It becomes more wiggly on average, so it has to get shorter and wider.
Okay, so that's why heating it up makes the whole thing shorter. But surely once we've got it all stretched out and the chain's already under tension, then surely making it colder can't make it longer in the same way.
Well, room temperature is actually still quite warm by the standards of a rubber molecule. So heating it up is a bit like shaking this chain very hard as opposed to fairly hard.
So cooling it down with the vapours from the nitrogen means that it shakes even less than it does at room temperature. And this actually means that the whole thing can get longer. But that's all the kitchen science we have for this week. Dave and I are going to make the most of this liquid nitrogen and freeze a few things, but we'll be back with you very soon.
So rubber bands are counterintuitive. They get shorter when they heat them up and longer when you cool them down. To read more about this experiment or any of the other kitchen sciences we've done on the show, just go to www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchen science. Or if you're not online, why don't you have a look at a whole load of great experiments in a handy book format? Why not buy Crisp Packet Fireworks, 50 of the best experiments to do at home, brought to you by your very own Chris Smith and Dave Ansell.
A blatant plug there, but